Hello and welcome to PHPBB Occasionally, episode number 166. I am Phil of the website team, and I'm joined today, as always, by Sam, also of the website team. How's it going, Sam?
It's going just fine. I think we actually had a couple of color changes since our last episode back in, November.
Yeah, I was on the support team then, and I think you were still on the modifications team then, weren't you?
Yep, that's correct.
Well, things change in, what, 7-8 months?
Yeah.
Okay, as we've started our last couple of episodes, I guess we'll start this one off with an excuse. Unfortunately, we've had some other things going on, both Sam and I and the PHPBB project itself, so we have not yet got the new phpbbweekly.net online. And our previous episode releases were pushed back a little bit because we were hoping to get that online, and it still hasn't happened yet. But now that PHPBB 3.0.9 and several other things have occurred, we've kind of decided to bite the bullet and get another episode out while we wait for everything to fall together as far as the website is concerned.
So on that note...
on that note, what's new in the last 8 months?
Well, we do have 3.0.9 that has been released. And that was released on July 10th.
Yeah, so only about a week ago. We're not that far behind on this one, I guess.
Yeah.
As most of you should probably be familiar with by now, 3.0.9 is the latest in a series of maintenance releases in PHPBB 3.0 line, which means this release does not see a significant number of features, but it does see a very large amount of bug fixes and improvements. Anything in particular you've seen that you want to highlight, Sam?
Well, not so much in terms of bug fixes, but something that we have done. If you've noticed, there is a slight change in the image set.
Oh.
If you've noticed, the PHPV logo is actually now a registered trademark in the UK. So we added the little R thing there, and so you may notice that when you update your board, if you have the default logo.
The other thing that some people probably notice too, which is less of a deal on non-default styles, the formerly very verbose copyright line that seemed to draw a lot of criticism is now substantially shorter than it used to be. So it should hopefully no longer hinder your board's aesthetics, I guess it would be. Instead of the long 4-year multiple line copyright, it's now simply powered by PHPBB Forum Software Copyright PHPBB Group, which should hopefully quell a lot of the criticism in that regard that I never really understood, I guess. Yeah. Let's see. Going down the changelog here, there are an entire 3 new features in PHP 3.0.9 that are probably not useful to pretty much anyone. The first two are caching modules. WinCache and Redis have both been added. Administrators who run large boards would probably be more familiar with these. They're alternate caching mechanisms instead of PHPBB's file system-based cache. They're kind of in the same vein as Memcached or Xcache or something to that effect. And the other change, limit amount of failed login attempts per IP, is more or less a response to a recent generation of pseudo-spam bot that attempts to brute force people's accounts by attempting to log in as them with random passwords. And
yeah, that's actually really interesting because we did have some problem with that on .com. And, we had some problem with that on a personal form of mine. And I had started to log to see what kind of passwords they were using. And it was like password or, I don't have the list in front of me, but they were really stupid, like password 123456. Really stupid passwords. They're just trying to brute force. They're just brute forcing instead of brute forcing passwords, they're brute forcing members. So they're using the same 3 passwords on all the members of the site.
And we should probably go ahead and emphasize just for clarity that as far as we are aware, this particular variety of attack has never actually been successful on any forum. So prior to this change, it was more or less just an annoyance because I'm sure as many of you who have visited somewhat trafficked PHPBB forums recently have noticed you are asked to fill in a CAPTCHA to log in saying that the number of password attempts has been exceeded on your account. And the developers finally got tired of that, I suppose. So 3.0.9 now, instead of simply logging the number of failed login attempts per account and capping it at, I think the default is 5 before you need to fill in a CAPTCHA, it now logs it per IP. So while the brute forcer will have to complete a CAPTCHA, you won't be bothered with it unless you either can't remember your password or are attempting to brute force your own account.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, otherwise, not much new on the home front. Lots of bug fixes. As always, even though there aren't substantial feature fixes, we do recommend that you update to receive the benefit of the latest bug fixes and any possible security improvements that might be included. Although I do not actually see any security improvements in this release.
I don't either. I'm scrolling through the change log. Doesn't seem like there's anything in there.
No, unless I'm missing something in the long list, it's not separated out. It looks like that's everything. So PHPBB's first release in, let's see, July to November. Hey, right about this podcast length. 8 months or so. Is nothing particularly exciting, but it's still good to keep up to date. So moving on now, I guess. The 3.0.9 release, as always, saw the release of numerous other PHPBB project tools that are release-oriented. We saw Support Toolkit 1.0.4 released about a week ago or so.
Yeah, just about.
Which includes lots of bug fixes, unfortunately, and support for PHPBB 3.0.9 in the database cleaner, which is a relatively popular tool within it. And in the last several months since the podcast has been recorded, we've also seen a PHPBB quick install, which is a very handy tool for mod authors, I understand, and UMIL, which is also a handy tool for mod authors released, although neither one of those have seen any updates this calendar year. I guess it kind of goes to show how long we've been gone. So anything about either of those you want to point out just for the home audience, Sam?
Nothing in particular. I mean, they're both, I think that's pretty much it. There's all of those are pretty much maintenance releases anyway, so.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
Nothing
there
new.
Either. Yeah, I think you are now starting to understand why we haven't exactly been podcasting very often. Things have been a little dry on the news front recently, but there should be things coming soon, so keep an eye out for those. Moving on and looking ahead at the future, I guess. Next week, Sam and myself and some other PHPBB team members will be attending the O'Reilly Open Source Convention in Portland, Oregon. So, Sam, since you kind of spearheaded the project for us to attend this year, why don't you tell us about it and what it means to the PHPBB project?
Well, OSCON, as you know, is the open source convention, and it is sponsored by O'Reilly, and it is held this year in Portland, Oregon. So myself, Phil, Adam R., C.K. Walsh, Colin, Dell System, Wendy, Marshall Rusty, Yuri, Naderman Mills, and I, well, I guess I already said myself, we'll be attending there this year, and we will all be manning the booth. And if you are in the area, definitely come by because the expo hall pass is only $20 or $25. So come by and visit us. But it's a really good opportunity to get out there, especially in the presence of other projects and other people who are interested in open source software. And it actually does mean a lot to PHPBB as a project to be able to do that. If you are coming, we are actually going to be raffling off some T-shirts and birdies, so it will be worth your while to show up.
And we have pins, I understand, too.
Oh, yes, we have some swag. Got some pins, and I'm not sure what else we will be having so far.
Some
perhaps.
Stickers, I think, too, actually.
Oh, yes, some stickers. Those will be fun.
You also have the exclusive chance to win a date with a member of the PHPBB teams.
Are you so sure that's exclusive? Hasn't your dating profile been set as single for the last few years?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Win a date with Sam and his beautiful long walks.
Oh, not anymore.
Not even that. Jeez. Looking through the announcement here, I also see a mention of the Birds of a Feather session. So can you clue us in on what that is a little bit more?
Oh yeah, we are actually hosting a Bridges of the Feather session this year. I will be moderating it, and we will be talking about building your community with PHBBB. Essentially, we are going to do some, you know, kind of a fun talks, and Phil even suggested doing a talks about what not to do when running a community. And, you know, we could throw in a bunch of really funny stuff that people have actually done before, and it, you know, obviously has failed for them. And it's, you know, it's kind of it'd be a fun way to kind of show how to run your community.
Including an awful lot of things that I have done before that you probably shouldn't do when running a community.
Yeah, same here, because I have a whole list of things that have not worked for me that I would love to include. But after that, we're actually going to do some kind of meet and greet kind of Q&A sort of thing. You know, a real personal kind of one-on-one thing, because typically the Bridge of the Feather sessions don't attract a large number of people. So it's nice to be able to kind of have that one-on-one between people and team members there. So if you don't get a chance to talk to us at the booth, then definitely come to the Birds of the Feather session.
And another reminder, if you do come to OSCON and see us, be sure to bring a business card, because that is the way we will be conducting our raffle. So if you have them, bring them so you can win free swag, because I definitely like having my birdie, and I bet you would too.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of birdies, did you see the picture in the discussion topic for the release of .9?
Which one?
The one where Birdie is in his hotel getting ready to go to the beach.
Oh, in his swim shirt. I do like the sunglasses Yuri and Nils put on Birdie, though. Those are quite stylish.
Yeah, actually, that's my picture.
Is it? You are responsible for this.
Yeah, I'm responsible for that. Actually, those are the sunglasses that I use all the time. Birdie was just borrowing them.
I have no opinion of you.
Yeah.
The other thing some of you might notice, too, if you look at the OSCON announcement on phbb.com, is that 1, 2, 3, 4 of the... Sorry, I need to count again. 7 attendees for OSCON are currently painted light teal. So, Sam, given that you are the leader of the light teal people, why don't you explain a little bit about what that is?
The light teal team. Well,
I guess it's kind of a light teal. What color would you call that?
Yeah, I'd say teal. I think that's a fair representation of the color. I mean, we can get to the actual hex value, but I don't want to bore everyone to death. So, the guys in teal are actually... You know, we're actually the website team, and we will be responsible for maintaining the website and, you know, building upon what we got so far. Hopefully, we're going to start doing a fairly large project, and I'm not ready to divulge more information on that just yet, but we will in the near future.
And just a little background information for anybody who's been around the PHBBB project for the last several years or so. In the past, the website team, the teal team, has kind of been a place for team members to, I guess, go and die before the project, for lack of a euphemism. But I want to emphasize that this is not the case at this point, and that myself, Adam, Wendy, Sam, and the other members of the website team, Nathan and Batty?
Yeah, Batty. I think that's how you'd say it.
Are all working diligently on improving parts of the website, and you should see actually several things in that regard go live in the next week or two. And we will be working on it in the long term. So it is now a bustling center of activity that hopefully you will be seeing the results of in the near future.
One nice accomplishment in that regard is actually that PHPBB showcase, which we just released. Actually, a little longer than ago than I thought, but since we haven't been doing podcasts
recently,
so March 19th, we released the PHPBB showcase, and that's actually a really neat thing because there's some other websites like such as WordPress who's done this before, where they're showcasing websites that actually use the software. So if you go to phpbb.com/showcase, you'll be able to see a bunch of websites that actually do use PHPBB, and they're chosen based on number criteria. Phil, would you like to chime in there?
Sure. When we're looking at websites for the showcase, although we'd love to showcase every website that powers PHPBB, It's unfortunately not possible, primarily because of the number of websites that use them. So we do look for websites that are notable in some way. For instance, websites that are particularly popular, big boards, websites that show a particularly impressive integration between the forum and their website, things that show have an important role in the internet, a particularly unique style, things like that. So if you have a website that you think follows or is a member of any of these guidelines, please do go to phpbb.com/showcase/suggest and submit your own website. And if you do this, it is posted to a topic in one of the internal forums, and the website team will review your suggestion. And if we agree that it would be an asset to the showcase, it will be placed in the showcase. And currently, just a sample of things in the showcase, looking over it, we have websites like, the page would go ahead and load, like Netgear's ReadyNAS community, Alfresco, which is a content management system, the Honda Civic Forum, the website behind CK Editor, websites like that. So we have a pretty big variety of things, currently composed mostly of large boards. Sam, do we have an actual definition of large boards, or is it just kind of a subjective thing?
It's kind of subjective at this thing. I think the cutoff that we, the you must be this tall line is about 1 million posts. I think that's what kind of agreed with on the pseudo standard level. But if there's a board that's almost there and it's good, then we will definitely put it in.
Yeah, we're reasonable people.
Yeah.
And then probably my favorite section of the website or of the showcase is the unique style tag, which there are several communities there that are pretty impressive. Probably the most impressive one I've seen so far, let me see if I can find it real quick, is Soli Online has a pretty neat header going on that isn't really something you see too often. One of the problems I've always kind of had with Pro Silver is that it is apparently a good enough style that not very many people want to break out from the rounded corner boxes profile on left thing, which, while it gets the job done, it that means we haven't seen too many unique styles. So I kind of like seeing things that at least abandon the rounded header with the search bar and the login link and breadcrumbs right below it sort of thing.
Yeah, that is really I really love the these kind of styles, and especially the ones that integrate really well with the website, because that's ultimately what people are aiming for. Because, to install a form, it's nothing. You can get PHPBB installed in less than 10 minutes on your website, but really, to have it match your website and go and, have a seamless sort of transition, have no separation really between your main website and the forms, really takes time to refine. And it's really an art, and some of these people have done a really good job doing that.
Yes, exactly. So if you have a website that has done a good job with its style or growth or anything to that extent, or you are a member of or know of a website that has, please do submit it to the showcase, because we are currently looking to build it a little bit further over the next couple of months.
I would like to chime in and note that we get a lot of suggestions, and I mean that, like, we really get a lot. And it's we can't possibly put every single site on the showcase, and there's a lot of contact to the website team about, why didn't my site get submitted? Well, not every site is going to make the cut. And we can't put every single website in there, because we do have to maintain a standard, as this is a showcase of sorts. So, please don't feel offended if your website is, if it doesn't make the cut right now. Perhaps, go refine it a little bit. See what you can do to the style. See how much activity you can bring to it. Develop it a little more, and then resubmit it, because we do look at people who resubmit it after they have, updated it. But, at this time, the showcase hasn't been long enough for that to actually become applicable. So, we do encourage you to not feel down if it doesn't make the cut. Just keep working on it, and maybe it will in the future. Who knows?
Exactly. If your website doesn't make it, it's not anything personal or anything like that. Consider it more of a challenge to raise the bar a little bit higher, I suppose. All right. See, moving on. The other feature that was originally requested when we started, when Sam and I took over this podcast from Fountain of Apples, Douglas Bell, and Highway of Life, David Lewis, a while back, is the Mod of the Week and Style of the Week feature. And although the of the week portion of the name is probably not so accurate anymore, we still do like to highlight mods and styles that we think are particularly special or notable or anything to that extent. So our Mod of the Week, or Mod of the Year, I guess, so far.
Mod of the last 6 months?
More than that. Almost 9 months, is Show Password Strength by VSE. And I am going completely off the top of my head here, but I think some of VSE's mods have been featured before.
They have.
This particular mod does exactly what it says. When you are selecting a password, when you register or change your password, it uses a nice little color-coded background to tell you if your password is very weak, weak, good, strong, or very strong. As Sam and I mentioned earlier, with the ongoing tendency, I guess, for crappy spam bots to attempt to brute force your account with the password, it is still very important to choose a good password, especially in light of some of the other recent password leaks that have occurred on some high-profile websites recently that I'm sure you've heard about in the news by now. So a little visual reminder like this takes, according to the installation time, about 1 minute to add, and it helps to give your users an idea of whether or not their password is a secure one as far as complexity and length is concerned. And it helps give you a little peace of mind that your user accounts are not going to be broken into somehow for some reason in the future. So all in all, it's a generally good idea all around to include some kind of security reminder like that for your users. And in this case, it's something that's very simple to add, that there's really nothing to lose by adding. Anything you'd like to add about it, Sam?
I think you pretty much covered it. I mean, it's a simple modification, but it's quite beautiful in what it does.
And the style of the year, I guess, still is Subsilver 3 by PitPL. And this style is a Subsilver 2 lookalike style based upon ProSilver. The whole idea for this kind of came to fruition. It's probably been over a year ago by now, I guess.
Yeah.
There was originally an RFC for PHPBB 3.1 submitted and approved that suggested the removal of Subsilver 2. And a lot of people like Subsilver 2 primarily due to its non-kind of trendy Web 2.0-ish look and prefer it over ProSilver when using it on their forums. So as part of the outlash from that decision, which I should mention as an example of how we aren't completely deaf to the community, the RFC was subsequently rejected after some debate from the community suggesting that Subsilver 2 be included in 3.1 but not included in the download package to kind of discourage its use into the future. This style, which is based upon the look of Subsilver 2 on ProSilver's framework, was submitted. So as far as the style goes, it's nothing visually spectacular, but for those of you who prefer the somewhat cleaner markup of ProSilver to the old tabley Subsilver 2, but still prefer Subsilver 2's look, this is definitely something you should probably look into. The other thing this reminds me of, which I guess we could have inserted earlier, is a cool new feature the Styles database has. I'm not sure if most of you have probably used at one point a Cyber Alien or Vlad, I'm going to butcher his last name, Trushkin?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, I can't say your first name. Vyacheslav? Yeah, I guess that would be it. I'm really sorry. He created a wonderful colorizer tool a couple of years ago, which can be accessed at colorize, colorize.com, which allows you to change the color of PHPBB styles, and it has actually gone on to support WordPress, Drupal, vBulletin, SMF, and BBPress styles as well. And it's a very simple way to customize a style that you otherwise like, but for instance, a lot of people prefer ProSilver in gray instead of the kind of electric blue that it comes stock in. It allows you to do changes like that without having to load up every file in Photoshop, make your changes, and duplicate it and everything. And then edit the CSS as necessary and all that jazz.
It's really quite brilliant, I have to say, because especially if you want to have a form, but you want to make a quick style that actually integrates decently with the rest of your website, you can just take the colors off your website that match and then just start tweaking the colors here until they in fact match, then just download it and you got yourself a style.
Exactly. And to use this, you can go to, I think, any style in the customization database. Let me try a couple real quick. No, it looks to be only on newly approved styles that allow it, I guess. Yeah, it goes for me for researching things before I mention them, I guess. Yeah, let's create a new contribution real quick and find out. New contribution. Style. It's available on the style of the week, at any rate, and I will talk to somebody from the styles team and find out exactly what styles it's available on and include that in the show notes. It does allow you to, as I mentioned, change colors and style and things like that and download the customized style, which is, as Sam mentioned, an extremely useful tool that I look forward to appearing or seeing on other styles in the styles database in the future that I really think would help a lot of people make their form look a little bit different than stock.
Yeah, definitely.
So is there anything else you'd like to add on that note, Sam?
No, I think that's it.
All right. So after almost half an hour of listening to us talk, this is the conclusion of PHPBB Weekly episode 166. Again, we'd like to apologize for the several month delay. And hopefully now that the website team is up and swinging, we will have time to get the phpbbweekly.net website online in the near future so that more regular podcast production and distribution can occur. Although Sam and I have tended to only publish episodes of this podcast when there's a particularly notable event in PHPBB world, like a release or something to that extent to discuss. So as we've mentioned in the past, we are PHPBB Weekly in name only at this point, and we are accepting name and tagline suggestions still. I think thus far we have received a resounding zero. So be the first, and maybe you'll get a pin or a sticker or something from one of us. So until next time, thank you for listening to the PHPBB Occasionally podcast. I am Phil of the website team, joined by Sam, the website team leader. And we appreciate your time and attention, and we look forward to your patronage in the future. And as always, if you have anything you would like to hear discussed in future podcasts, comment on in this podcast, call me out on in this podcast for being wrong, anything to that extent, please do utilize the discussion topic that this podcast will be posted in PHPBB discussion. Hopefully with the new podcast prefix, all of the new events prefix that we have now, and try to keep the conversation going as much as you'd like to. As always, we're always open to suggestions for show topics in the future. If you'd like to be a guest in the future, let us know, and we'll be sure to get you on. Whether you'd like to just hang around and comment on anything or talk about something in particular, we are completely open to everything like that. So until next time, thank you for your patronage, and we look forward to hearing from you.